tries to create a stereotype of myself, Ted Nugent, and others. We're people that don't want to be slaves. I mean, I take it real personal when an authoritarian government tries to take over from an instinctual level, a survival instinct, but also historically studying it. Got 5 minutes left in overdrive here on this Thursday edition with Ted Nugent. Ted, finishing up your Secret Service story, you got up to the point of when the Secret Service had to visit you, when the media misconstrued what you'd said last year. What happened?
Well, the media, they didn't misconstrue. They intentionally lied about what I said.
Good point.
And I had a meeting with what I can only describe as the consummate professionals. These are men and women of the Secret Service. The vast majority of them are absolute dedicated warriors that are standing up for we the people, that are enforcing our laws, and that live true to their sacred oath to the U.S. Constitution. And all of them, to the man and woman, Alex, are gun guys. They love the Second Amendment. Whether they're on duty or off, they're real gun guys. So I consider them not only friends, but blood brothers. We had a professional encounter. They had to check off the boxes because Sheila Jackson Lee and President Obama and Eric Gunrunning Holder and all his communist czars and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and all these maniacs, they hate me so much that they forced the Secret Service to investigate me. And at the end of the meeting, they said, well, we understand now, Mr. Nugent, we appreciate your time and your professionalism and your courteousness, and we realize now that there was no threat against anybody, that you did not threaten the president, and we apologize for wasting your damn time.
Absolutely, which is saying the president wasted their time in a very professional way. In closing, I just want to say this. I think, and I want your take on it, that it's backfired that they're going after the Second Amendment because you know you don't need it till they come after it. And again, that's a self-evident statement there. But I really think this is the beginning of the end because they know the Second Amendment is a beachhead of the Republic. It's what the country was founded on. And on that, the right to defend yourself, everything else is built on. And that's why they're trying to kill it and knocking TV shows off Discovery and, you know, trying to have a purge and saying it's like porn or we've got to brainwash people is because the system knows that that's why 99% of cops in major polls are pro-gun. The Secret Service is pro-gun. Once you've used guns, once you've been around it, you understand it. And it's literally like a religion. We've just got to take people out and teach them safety, teach them history, get them into guns. It's over. I see liberals everywhere buying guns the last 4 or 5 years. And I think this desperate offensive against the Second Amendment is the death throes of these people. Final comments on that subject, Ted Nugent.
I think everybody with a conscience and an ounce of sense realize that unarmed and helpless is an irresponsible condition, and you should avoid it all at every opportunity with all intellectual responsibility to never be unarmed and helpless. And when the worst condition of unarmed helplessness is when tyrants and dictators and slave drivers and tyrants force the citizens into unarmed helplessness, because Barack Obama and Eric Holder and all the leftists, they have their dream. It's called Chicago. It's a gun-free zone. You have to have the same state-issued paperwork you have to have in Havana, Cuba, to own a gun or even buy BBs or pellets. You have to have a firearms owner's identification card in Illinois since 1972, and it gets more dangerous there all the time. They're slaughtering people left and right just while you and I have been on the air, Alex. So everybody out there, number one, be a member of the National Rifle Association. Give away membership to the National Rifle Association. Join your state firearms organization. Let your elected officials know that you know that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is what they took a vow to support.
Absolutely. And if they don't like it, get out of America. Ted Nugent, this has been our best interview ever. TedNugent.com. Look forward to having you back again as soon as you can. The Black Power Tour starts now. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've been interviewed by and had a lot of really amazing people on last week, from Ted Nugent to Michael Savage to Howard Stern, of all people. I was on his show. We're certainly breaking out, reaching new audiences, and that's what's important, to wake people up to what's happening. And the reception across the board is good, because the establishment is getting so overtly crazy. Not just Obama, but the Republicans as well have been critical, obviously, of the one-party monopoly that masquerades with its two heads. But Gerald Celente of the TrendsJournal.com is, again, probably the most popular guest we have on. I know I always enjoy his wit and humor, and also his piercing intellect into what he sees in trends developing. And we also, over the years, have broken down trends that we see developing, mainly from what MIT and DARPA and the globalists say they're going to do. I don't have to even look into the future on things historically. They pretty much tell us what they're going to try to do, but not everything turns out the way they want. It doesn't matter. They're in control, so they just regroup and move forward. The globalists, according to Brzezinski and others, and I concur, are about 10 years behind. So we are in the fight, but it's very serious. Now, I've got a host of subjects I want to get into with Gerald Celente here today concerning Bernanke, what's happening in Europe, the global meltdown, the fact that the bond market is this huge bubble, a new housing bubble. We're going to get into all of these points with Gerald Celente and some new nuances to major trends that he's been accurately predicting. But I wanted to just raise this clip first with Gerald, and get his take on it, working in government, working as a consultant and things like that. He's talked about that some of the past, because I've studied history. I've studied the modern elites, the white shoe boys, as he calls them, and the prostitutes that regurgitate things for him. But now I'm seeing levels of regurgitation that I've never seen. I mean, it's like two or three times worse, where Gibbs gets up and says, yeah, I was told a lie and said there were no drones, even though it was an admitted drone program. They now admit 2 billion bullets bought the last 14 months. That's official federal government press releases. They came out in Politico and Slate saying Sarah Palin, whether you love her or hate her, is insane and there are no bullets being bought. They just said it's an internet rumor, gave no proof. I mean, that's a thing that's been in AP, Reuters, you name it. And I'm seeing more and more of this, where all over the country they're passing laws to forcibly inoculate kids and saying they don't need parental consent. I mean, they're moving at light speed here, and they're delusional because they're actually losing the public because of this. And they think just because there's election fraud and they can keep reelecting their puppets that we're not seeing through it. I think we're getting to a Marie Antoinette French Revolution where they're about to beat down the palace gates and the people are starving. They're begging for food. And there, you know, thousands are dying a day in the city of Paris alone, Your Majesty. And she says, let them eat cake, and went off to play with her French poodles and, you know, French bulldogs. And then they tore down the gates and killed everybody. So we're seeing these parallels going on here. So I wanted to play this clip and then go to Gerald and get his take on where he sees America going, because the system is not going to back down. More and more we see that's clear. Let's go to this Robert Gibbs clip of where he makes a joke out of it, that he was lying to the public under orders, lying about something that it's like saying New York City doesn't exist. I mean, it's that bad. And what is the method to the madness? Here it is.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists. Wow. And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what Major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson,
exactly,
acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Now, see, don't look at the little man behind the curtain. That's a Wizard of Oz illusion. And so we've gotten to this point now where on purpose, we're like, hey, you're confiscating guns in New York and arresting veterans for clips over 10 mags. Well, that's not tyranny. Or we don't want your guns, as they introduce the bills federally to ban them. And we get the official memorandums from the Justice Department about their plan to register and then confiscate all guns. And that's not even a news item. It's the deception and the military tactic of saying this isn't an assault. It's like Mars Attacks, where the aliens are shooting people with ray guns with loudspeakers saying, don't run, we are your friends. And people are stopping because they say that. And the aliens are shooting them and then laughing. So this is a military tactic. Gerald Celente, quantify this. Because for those of us that are half awake or informed, it's comical. If it wasn't so serious, what is the master strategy here to induce us into mass Stockholm syndrome or learned helplessness, or is the word normalcy bias? What is the tactic, and am I right from your research that things are getting much worse very quickly? And the Cylon Raiders have attacked. Gerald DeSalente joining us via the miracle of Skype. Gerald, did you get that question, that long question? Yeah, we just lost your Skype. Okay, yeah, they've been having power outages and stuff because of the storms, and we're going to work that out with Gerald Celente. But you heard my big question there to everyone about what we're facing as a society. We were worried about the interview with Gerald because he's been having intermittent power outages, and again, that was actually a transmission from Cylon. And then if the public proved there wasn't a transmission from Cylon, I would say, no, the Cylons are real. And we're like, well, we have a memo where you admit the Cylons aren't real and that it's a movie. Cylons are real. You are a conspiracy theorist. So what do you do? I mean, we need to understand this is a psychological tactic now where they say we are not going to put toll roads on I-35, and then they officially are, and you go to the meeting and they go, we are not putting toll roads on I-35. We are putting them on I-35. And you go, but here you are a year ago swearing, and it's law you can't put it on 35 or MOPAC, and now you're saying you're doing it. Well, we are not doing it, but we are. and you're at a public meeting going, here's the official printout. We're here. You're about to vote on this at the Campo board today. And they go, no, we're not. And so it's a new tactic where they've learned if they just act like it's not, it's equivalent to coming home and your wife is in bed with another man and the sheets are off. It's 100% what's happening. And you catch them in the act. The windows are steamed up. You know, the mirror in the bathroom steamed up. You walk in, the wife is in bed with another man. You say, get off my wife. And they go, there is no wife. There is no man. There is no, oh, you're an Easter bunny. And you're like, I'm an Easter bunny. I mean, what are they doing? What is happening? Okay, then that's my first question for Gerald. Do we have him via phone? This is quite the buildup. Let me tell you. Ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. Hey, Gerald's great on the phone, though we can't look at him. Always sharply dressed. We have video and phone audio. Gerald, you heard my question about this tactic to boldly lie. Are they trying to train us that lies are okay? Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com.
What it is, Alex, it's fear and hysteria. They've been using it forever. And it's not only the Obama's press secretary. Go back to that whole situation under George Bush. You remember the guy that resigned, and he refused to keep lying. And how about the Gulf of Tonkin? You could go back to that one. All right, Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction that ties to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, it's much bigger than that. I believe we have to go back to President Dwight D. Eisenhower, the supreme commander of the Allied forces during World War II, a two-term
Republican president, a five-star general, who warned the people that the military-industrial complex is taking over the nation. And it's a takeover. It's not only the military-industrial complex taking us to war. They've already declared that we're in a state of war at home. And that gives them the license to surveil us all the time. I mean, you know what happened just a few days ago with the Supreme Court refusing to hear the case on warrantless wiretapping and watching us make every move that we make. So you can see it's a complete military takeover, just different divisions of it.
That's right. You just pierced right to the core of it. And from my research, you're absolutely right, Gerald. You said it in 1 minute when I said it in five. That is it. Under the rules of war, you lie to people, and they've now declared war on us and treat us as the enemy and officially say that. And so we are treated as a foreign enemy. And this is the white shoe Wall Street mega bank occupation.
That's exactly what it is. And when you look at all of the wars past in modern history, the fundamentals behind the wars were economics. I've made this very clear over and over again. You don't even have to go back that far, Alex. You go back to the crash of 1929, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war. You look at it now, the panic of 08. Currency wars, the Great Depression. We're in a depression. You know what they call over there in Italy and in Spain and in Greece and in Portugal? With average unemployment around 20%, some places 27%, other places 15-18%. They still call it a recession. Millions of people taking to the streets. It doesn't make the U.S. news. They're not talking about it. In Spain this last weekend, millions of people took to the streets. Coming up tomorrow in Portugal, millions of people are slated to hit the streets again. It's a depression. And now you listen to the new prime minister of Japan. You listen to the head of former head of the Bundesbank, now chairman of UBS. Alex Zerba, you listen to the head of the Bank of England, Mervyn King. We're in a currency war. Now they're talking about trade wars. Next is world war. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what we're heading toward. And what I believe, they know it. Because as we're seeing what we saw in Italy recently with the new party coming in and gaining all of that power, you saw the world equity markets go into panic. Why? Because they know that the people are no longer going to take it, so they are preparing for the worst. And the worst is when the people hit the streets.
And we're going to come back with that key information with Gerald Celente and then get into the rest of the key info he's got to cover today. Stay tuned. Tell your friends and family. Tune in. This is important.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through today only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is our guest. I want to go right back where he left off as they gear up for the implosion, as the bond markets get spooked, as the bubble we're in America frays at the edges. Gerald, what do you expect to see happen? Gerald Celente.
Yes. Before I move on to that, I want to follow up on what you were talking about with Gibbs and the lies. I remember now it was Scott McClellan under Bush. And actually, we did a whole piece in the Trends Journal about how he wrote a book and how they dismissed him and how the prostitutes tried to drive him into the ground. And we did a complete analysis of how all the prostitutes from ABC, CBS, CNN, the same names you hear today, knew it was a lie and were afraid to speak out. And here's something just from a couple of days ago from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, about how they cooked the books on the progress, the so-called progress in Afghanistan. You saw that article that just came out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Afghan signs of progress turn out to be error. Isn't that nice? Yeah, they forgot to carry a one, you know? So the whole thing is one big lie. Look what's going on as they're talking about sequestering, you know? You know, what's that? There's fear and hysteria from the D.C. drama queens and the Beltway circle jerks. This is all they do. It's one failure after another. Oh, and here's the nice news. Hey, all you folks that are losing your homes, can't find a good job. Hey, Detroit's turning to crap. Camden's just wonderful. Would you like to have a vacation in a beautiful rundown U.S. city? Hey, they just sent more money to Friends of Syria. Isn't that wonderful? Nice Islamists fronting for the U.S. military. Friends of Syria. Hey, why don't they start a Friends of Alex Jones and Gerald Celente campaign instead of sending these criminals already $400 million? Now get back to work, everybody. Stock those shelves at Walmart. Put on a nice smile when you walk into Staples and say, have a nice day as you leave, as they rob your money to give it to their friends. So when you look at the news and you see a tiny little story on how they lied during the so-called troop surge, that wonderful liberal Obama sent 33,000 more troops to Afghanistan.
Sure.
Surge, it was a disaster. But they don't promote it as that. Oh, look for the white smoke coming out of the Vatican. That's what they're talking about today.
Gerald, we're going to break. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to get into the technicals and Bernanke and some of the points you wanted to get into when I asked you on the show. But before we do that, just specifically for listeners, I remember 5 years ago when Obama was first running, in the middle of the campaign, they bragged that Google and Twitter were working with him and giving him their databases to send out fake tweets and fake Facebooks, and I actually pulled the articles up. I remember last year, USA Today did an article, Obama has millions of fake Twitter followers. It was admitted, 18 million of them. So all of this is going on. They brag about it, the Democratic Party. Then a congressman who doesn't, you know what's going on, but he notices they're fake, he comes out and they deny it when they're bragging about it last year. So I wanted to show people this on TV. Republican rep claims Obama backers using fake Twitter accounts. Bush was doing this, but now it's expanded. They've got sock puppets. We've tracked it on Infowars.com that are fake anti-liberty people. It's on YouTube. That's all admitted, the Pentagon sock puppets. It's all admitted. But even congressmen who start to discover it, the media then lies and says they're lying. I mean, again, they deny things that are admitted.
Well, again, of course they do. It's the whole corrupt system. Again, they take you to war for lies. They sacrifice our lives for lies. They steal our money for lies. Oh, and by the way, I want to let you know, I go to your site every day, and the information that you're putting out there in some of those videos, like the one I just watched yesterday with being stopped at checkpoints, 30 miles away from borders, people should see this all the time.
It's up to 100.
It's 100 miles away now.
Well, the one I had was 77, but yeah, they go up to 100.
Yes, yeah, so the atrocities that are being committed against us, and the people don't want to hear it. They're locked into their belief systems.
Well, here's what I want to ask you. We got to go to break. TrendsJournal.com, Gerald Celente. What do you then, because you called all the big trends before they happen, what do you expect as a dead reckoning how all this will play out? I want to see you look far off in the future, bad case, good case, ugly case, and then I want to get into the current technical financials and the new Trends Journal that's coming out and the free Trends Alerts. People can sign up for it at TrendsJournal.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Like to plug our new affiliates, and there's going to be a whole bunch of them I've got to mention next week, 3 or 4 new ones, and several I didn't mention last week, so I guess 5 or 6 next week we'll be mentioning. Maybe even tomorrow, except I'm not doing the show tomorrow, it's Mike Adams, so that's why it's next week. Affiliates in Focus, WASB 1590 AM in Rochester, New York, has been carrying the show for almost 15 years. Probably our oldest affiliate next to WBCR outside Knoxville. And the great Harry Grothschild down there. So 14, 15 years, WASB. Because we had some affiliates that were even older, but those changed formats or sell. These are our oldest affiliates, almost 15 years. WASB, 1590 AM, Rochester, New York. Big thanks to Gail Reed and the staff at WASB. And then a newer affiliate, WRPW 92.9 FM in Bloomington, Illinois. The news and talk of Bloomington. Check out events and contests at cities929.com. Cities929.com. So very thankful. Over 150 affiliates. And every week I like to thank a couple of the older affiliates and the newer ones, but also plug the new ones. So very, very exciting that all of that is happening. And what happens is stations end up picking up the Sunday show. Then they, which is live, and we did that on purpose, so they'd have something to put their toe in the water, something to test, you know, test us out. And then they end up putting us on at night. And then we get higher ratings on their daytime shows. They end up putting us on live. And it's pretty much the same thing has happened at every station we've been on, by the grace of God. Very exciting, and thanks for putting up with me. So be sure and support those local AM/FM affiliates and support us with the incredible health products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com, and the phone numbers are there if you want to call and order or ask questions. And sign up for auto ship and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, if you scroll down, I'll just give folks the phone number there. It is 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you have any questions or want to sign up or become a distributor, 888 and get even bigger discounts, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com. Go print off the free catalog. It is the best stuff we've found, all assembled in one area. And there's a lot of videos of myself and doctors and researchers and Aaron Dykes there at InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, I'm going to try to really shut up and give Gerald Celente the floor because he's got a lot to cover. And I really also enjoy watching the new TV news updates they're doing. Over at TrendsJournal.com. They're just really adding a lot more over there via demand. People want more, and we appreciate him giving us time here. So you heard my question before the break. No need to restate it other than for new listeners. We've seen this in history. We see the arrogance of the elite where they start smoking their own dope. I don't see this going well for civilization or the establishment. I don't think they're going to get away with what they're doing, but they may bring down society in the process. So looking out into the future, the good scenarios, the bad scenarios, the ugly scenarios, let's start with the bad scenarios. What happens if this continues a year, 2 years, 5 years? Where does it lead?
Well, again, let's look at the financial facts first. We just saw the Dog and Pony Show put on by Osama Ben Bernanke, America's public enemy number one. And I say that, the Federal Reserve Chairman, there's a couple of important things to remember about this. You know, Alex, it takes them 5 years as part of the whole scam to release the Fed minutes for we the people to read. Isn't that wonderful? We're too stupid to read them as they come out. They have to wait for 5 years. Of course, they do that purposefully so that we can't see how dumb they are. Because everybody can now see what morons they are when you see that as the crash was happening, the panic of 08 was underway, and as we were warning everyone that it was happening, the Federal Reserve, from their minutes, none of them saw it coming, and they kept denying the facts. So now we fast forward to now, 5 years later, and there's Bernanke a few days ago at the congressional hearings. And what does he say? Well, first what he said was that they're going to keep the stimulus going. They call it quantitative easing. Of course, that's white shoe boy language for printing digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on. And this is historical. Nothing has ever happened like this in history. Because it's not only the United States. As I mentioned, your new Bank of Japan guy, he's printing more money as well. You go over to Europe, they have a different name for it. That guy, Mario Draghi, who's the head of the European Central Bank, just a little background on him, of course. He was the former vice chairman of the European division of the Goldman Sachs gang. They call it long-term refinancing operations. You can't remember that name? Try throwing out L-throw, and then try throwing this into it. You look at how they were supposed to pay back the money. Well, the numbers just came in a few days ago. Of course, it doesn't make the prestitute press. They're not paying it back. They don't have the dough. So now you're looking at, well, come up with another word. If five letters are too much, how about OMT? Ongoing monetary transactions. You like that one? We'll keep printing more money. So you look at China as well. They're doing it differently, and I have to admit, much smarter. Because they're not only giving the money to the banks, what they're doing, this may upset a lot of people, they're building the infrastructure. Yeah, that's right. They have rail systems there that put ours to shame.
They're taking all the fiat crud that's soon to be worth nothing and building a civilization with it. And the globalists have put policies here to shut us down while allowing them to develop because China, according to the CFR, is the future.
Exactly. I mean, you look like that guy Bloomberg, the mayor in New York. He's going all around the country, you know, touting his gun control program. Hey, Bloomberg, do you ever go down into the subway? You want a day in Calcutta? Try riding the New York subways. It's a disgrace. I travel the world. There's no place as disgraceful as the subway system in America.
Rats, feces, being mugged. I've been in there. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, or get thrown onto the tracks. Have a nice day, you know? So as we're looking at it, now Bernanke is coming out and saying, here's the warning signal. Interest rates may go up. He says it's going to be showing a sign of economic vitality. You know what that is? That's BS. Because look at the numbers that just came out today. Oh, yeah. Hey, GDP for the last quarter of 2012, it didn't decline 0.1%. It grew 0.1%. Oh, wonderful, wonderful growth. So what they're saying, there is no vitality. I'm pointing this out, Alex, so that people can be prepared for what's going to happen. At some point, they're going to have to raise interest rates. You can't keep this going. This is unprecedented. As I said, it's worldwide. All they're doing is shoveling money in to keep the Ponzi scheme going. Oh, and just to show that it's not going, another little story that just came out, that $83 billion in profits that the big banks reported last year, they weren't profits at all. It's because we, the taxpayer, is subsidizing them to get cheap money. So now, going back to the interest rates, why is the housing market pumped up again? Because you could borrow money. I just bought properties over here, as you know. I'm buying historical properties in Colonial Kingston. I bought a 1750s house, a 1774.
You're betting on America. Your ideas don't leave the country. You're betting on America. You're all in.
Yeah, exactly. But the last one I just got a loan for, it's a residential. It's from 1768. For 2.87%, and it's locked in for 15 years. I'm going to be paying these back with cheap money. But now, interest rates are going to have to go up. That's going to stop the real estate from, it'll go back into a steep decline. Now, number two, they're also pointing to auto sales. Oh, brilliant. I got a deal for you, pal. How about 0% for 60 months? It's just another scam of like they did in the mortgage market. But now they're doing it in the auto market. So everything they're doing is they're creating another bubble. It cannot continue. When we're talking about the sequestering baloney and fiscal cliffs, this is chump change. They're never going to pay off $16.5 trillion in debt plus when you put the pensions and other things into it. So what does this mean? They're going to devalue the currency. They did the same thing during the Great Depression. And when I talk, by the way, and I'll get back to the Great Depression and how they devalued the dollar, but when I talk about currency wars and world wars, do you know, Alex, that as the trade wars started heating up and the countries try to sell more of their crap, Japan took themselves off the gold standard and lowered the value of the yen to 60% below the U.S. dollar and 40% below the pound sterling. That allowed them to export more products, hence the trade wars and world wars. The United States tried to do the same thing, but they weren't as successful at it. We were on the gold standard back then, as you well know, and the listeners do too. They made us return our gold to the Federal Reserve. They took our money, and then they devalued. It was $22, I believe, in 60 cents an ounce or something like that. When we turned it all in, they re-pegged the price of gold to $35 an ounce, which meant that you lost 70% of your purchasing power. That's what they're going to do. They're going to devalue our currency. Why aren't gold prices going higher? They're only about, as we speak now, about, what, 1580. The reason, I believe, is that they're rigging the market. A conspiracy theory? No.
No, look at LIBOR.
You got it. You got it. Look at LIBOR. How many hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of interest rates were rigged? This is not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. It's hard fact. So if they're rigging that, of course they're rigging gold because...
Well, they've been caught doing it before. I mean, and they've got fake tungsten gold. And the proof is, as you've said, Germany and all these other countries like Venezuela, they want their gold back. And the Federal Reserve is like, we'll give it to you in installments over the next decade.
Yeah, right. You know, they when they kept bringing it over by carrier pigeon, it's going to take to 2020. Their goal's not there. And they know that by debasing the currencies and people going into gold, it will bring down the Ponzi scheme. So that's why they're debasing the value. They're driving. Gold markets are very thinly traded. It's very easy to be manipulating them as well as silver. So for me, again, I do not give financial advice, only for myself. I continue to buy gold. I continue to buy silver because I believe it's a Ponzi scheme.
Even though other investments aren't perfect, anything's going to be better than a devalued dollar. So if you've got surplus funds, real estate, gold, silver, but you've got to study the real estate or you can get your butt handed to you.
Again, I'm only buying historic buildings on the most historic corner in the United States. The only place on each corner where there's a pre-revolutionary stone building.
Now, I understand. How long?
Because I love this country.
I understand.
And I
how long?
Revolution.
How long until they raise the interest rates?
It's hard to tell because it depends on the currency wars. We just saw Venezuela devalue their currency. So and we're watching what's going on in Japan.
And they never announce it beforehand. They just do it. Boom.
They do it. Not only that, look what the Swiss did. I used to call the Swiss the money cockroaches of the world. Because, and I used to invest in Swiss francs. But then they pegged it to the euro because the franc was becoming so expensive, their companies couldn't export product. So, yeah, they're going to do it like that. But I believe the flashpoint is going to be terror or war, fake flag or real.
I agree with you. And now the Attorney General who ran Fast and Furious is back in the news openly saying that the anti-government people, you and I, Ron Paul, that we're the new terror threat. I mean, how obvious? The whole Homeland Security grid. No, now Al-Qaeda's our buddy over there fighting Assad. The globalists say, we're the terrorists. I mean, this is just textbook central government takeover by a bunch of crooks.
It is. I want to go back to that Gibbs point. My staff got me the Trends Journal. It was the one with that wonderful Anthony Frieda screw the people piece. Here. There was a sense of pressure from the corporations who own where we work and from government itself to really squash any dissent. This is about the Iraq War, said Katie Couric. Quote, I could remember getting in trouble with administration officials because of asking questions they didn't feel comfortable with. Sound familiar? Here we go.
Sounds like Bob Woodward. And here's the thing. They later tattle about it like it makes it okay that they lied to us.
And what kind of courage? Imagine dying and knowing you were a person like this with no courage, dignity, or self-respect. It gets better. There was a drumbeat of support from the administration, and it is not our job to debate them. Coward, that prostitute.
Did you hear that? It's not our job to debate the government. We regurgitate whatever they vomit on us.
That's right. That was from Charlie Gibson, ABC. And we go on to write, whistleblower McClellan accused the White House. This is the wars that they sold us. You know, that cost us $1 trillion, that wounded hundreds of thousands of our friends and neighbors and relatives fighting a useless war, killed 5,000 and about 1 million Iraqis. Yeah, here. Whistleblower McClellan accused the White House, quote, of spreading distortions, shading the truth, speaking half-truths, and telling, quote, outright lies in a, quote, political propaganda campaign to sell the war to the American people, end quote. Where are the war tribunals? How come these people that took us to war are not being brought up on war crimes?
And what's amazing, it then gives a green light to the next tyrant, Obama, to do whatever he wants, and then he gets away with it all. Benghazi, all these other energy scams, the stuff that's happened with Fast and Furious. I mean, it is just, the green light's been given. So what's coming next? How do we fight back against it? Bradley Manning has now pled guilty, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
guilty to misusing classified data in WikiLeaks. But what about journalists they arrest who report crimes, or government people like that CIA guy that exposed illegal torture? He's spending 30 months in jail for doing his job. I mean, shame on the FBI, shame on the federal government, shame on those juries, what they've turned into. I mean, this is so dangerous. And you've got a government using fake Twitter and Facebook accounts, and they get caught, and then they just deny it, and the media goes along with it. By the way, if you want the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters, side-by-side comparisons with the leading competition, blows them away, what I use, ProPure, available at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted at the lowest price anywhere, 10% off with promo code WATER. Go to the site, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the materials. It helps build our news organization. And go to TrendsJournal.com. And subscribe to the Trends Journal, great quarterly, big, thick magazine. You got the Trends Alerts, so much more. Support the true free press in this country. Gerald, we only got 4 or 5 minutes left. Other key points you're going to wish you covered once we're gone, once this show's over today. Am I right in saying the craziness is intensifying, and I think there's a breaking point? Or are the psych warfare chiefs just breaking the will with a normalcy bias where people just expect anything?
I think it's both of what you said. And I think there's a model for us all to follow that's really not making it very much in the American media. And that's what just happened in Italy.
Yeah.
Something that we've been following for quite some time, predicted it in the Trends Journal.
You did. Only country to say no to the banksters.
Yep. And that's the Beppe Grillo's five-star movement. They call him a comedian. He's not a comedian. He's a brilliant satirist. You want to see a comedian, how about those buffoons out there on the presidential reality show?
Yeah, so the only big company country in Europe is Italy so far. The bankers, Bilderberg, are upset. The small country that did it was Iceland. That's the model, isn't it?
Yes, and this is really what's interesting with Beppe Grillo's five-star movement. He never appeared on one. He refused to go on any of the TV shows with the prostitutes. He is the model for the internet candidate that we wrote about in the Trends Journal in December of 1999. He did it. Remember, the internet was new back then.
You don't go on the big shows, so-called big mainline shows anymore, most of them.
Yeah, he wouldn't do any of it. He did it with Facebook. He did it with Twitter. He did it like you and like I'm doing it with our own TV broadcasts. He did it by going to making 74 stops around the country where hundreds of thousands of people turned out to hear him. He did it by galvanizing the people that were intelligent enough not to believe in the corrupt two-party system.
He got up off his butt and went outside the system, build our own system. That's the answer.
That's the answer. He refuses now. They can't form a government because he has holding so many seats. He refuses to deal with either of the two corrupt parties. He wants to bring the Eurozone and the Euro up for referendum.
Yes.
Let the people vote.
Kill the Euro, which they brag was designed to implode countries and take them over by the banksters.
Yes, so the model exists. It's the five-star movement. The model exists in Iceland. The model exists in the heart, in the mind, and the spirit of each individual that has the courage to look within themselves to find it. There's nothing complicated about this. Did you see the pictures of Obama in front of that big propeller at the Virginia shipyard the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Who could believe this stuff?
Incredible. Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Don't forget tonight's news, 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job, Gerald Celente.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.